Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. It's our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. At the outset, I'd like to indicate that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session beginning at 5:30 p.m. this evening to discuss legal issues. And we adjourned from that meeting at about 7:05 p.m. So, we've called the meeting to order. What I'd like to do now is ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zaluda?
Here.
Supervisor Barada?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. So we have a full board in attendance. I will dispense with the normal housekeeping announcements at this time. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. The next item on our agenda is the visitor public comment session of our agenda, and we invite members of the public to come forward and place comments into the record. We ask the speakers to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. We will gently nudge speakers along if they go beyond, getting close to the 3 minute mark to try to wrap their point up. But we encourage all folks who want to come forward to please come forward. And we ask that each speaker identify themselves by first name, last name, and address. So with that, I'm going to open up the floor and ask anyone wishing to come forward to come forward and address the board. All right, seeing as no one is moving forward, we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. There are three items under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting. First is the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes. There are two items under that heading. First, January 25th, 2022 Board of Supervisors public hearing, and the January 25th, 2022 Board of Supervisors meeting. The next item is the financial and performance of securities item. It's the release of financial security provided for the revised stormwater management plan for the Trugner residents at 700 Stauffer's Church Road. It's S-2021-005. And the last item under the consent calendar is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $221,486.46 and payroll in the amount of $319,754.29. We can take all items on the consent calendar at one time for approval, or we can split them up. That's the pleasure of the board. So at this time, I invite a motion.
I'll offer a motion to approve the consent calendar, including items A and B and C.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to approve the consent calendar items for this evening's meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. The next item on our agenda is item 7. It's under new business. There's one item under new business this evening. It's A1-20. It's the consideration of a time extension for the conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Hershey Trust Company, Ridgeway, Plat 1338. Mr. Amrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board may recall, the Hershey Trust Company proposed to subdivide what was formerly the Brownstone Real Estate Office from a tract of land containing about 234 acres along 743. The board did approve Plat 1338 on August 10th of 2021, conditioned upon several items being addressed no later than February 10th of 2022, 2 days from now. The applicant, by way of their legal counsel, has requested an extension of time until March 31st, 2022, to address the remaining conditions of approval. The extension request proposes no changes to the detail of the items. I have listed under my department head recommendations, 14 items that don't need to be addressed. They're the same basic items that were addressed, that needed to be addressed in the original approval with the extension to March 8th of 2022. And unless anybody would like me to read each of those items, I think that concludes my presentation.
All right, any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan for Hershey Trust Company, Ridgeway Plat 1338, is extended to March 31st, 2022, subject to compliance with items 1 through 14 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made for approval. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of moving for the approval of the extension of time, the preliminary final subdivision plan for Hershey Trust Company, Ridgeway Plat 1338, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That concludes new business, and that will take us in lightning speed to the supervisor, board, or committee reports. So we'll start at the far left with Mr. Zamuda, then to Mr. Corrado, then to Mrs. Nutt, then to Mr. Wyckoff. For any supervisor or board committee reports, and just say Corrado. If you don't have a supervisor or a committee report for the meeting, you can just say there's no shame. So we're going to start with Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Please bear with me. I have quite a lengthy list here. First of all, Nat, Ms. Nutt and I had a meeting with the Tax Association on January 27th. We had a reorganization meeting, and in that meeting we discussed amusement tax receipts under the newly updated tax ordinance. And we also discussed the ability of the tax office to accept credit cards, which is in process. I also had a DCDB meeting, Downtown Core Design Board meeting, where we discussed the changes of three different signs on the core district, downtown core district. Now, the meat of what I want to discuss tonight is a project I've been working on for 3 years, and I've been given the green light to discuss it publicly for the first time. We have a new memorial we're going to try to put in place. It's called the Heroes Memorial in downtown Hershey. It's next to the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department. It's the working title of Courtyard of Honor. It primarily includes memorial plaques that were previously part of the Hershey Community Center, along with the flagpoles. Additionally, the memorial will include additional names of warfighters from across the township from all the conflicts we've experienced in this country. In addition to those individuals, an accounting of those who have sacrificed in the service of the public, or first responders, police, fire, ambulance, etc., and our very own 9/11 hero, Mike Horrocks, utilizing a piece of the Twin Towers as an artifact, are to be included. To date, we have formed a committee, which we met 2 weeks ago for the first time, to work on the design concepts, which are going to be done gratis by HRG, or engineering firm, and will be presented publicly prior to approval when the concepts are done. The committee consists of 19 members as of now, township stakeholders, including myself, veterans of the community, and other individuals interested in seeing this to fruition. As far as funding goes, we're hoping to fund this project as a 501(c) with little to no obligation from the township. Monies will be garnered through a number of avenues such as GoFundMe sites, Facebook requests, corporate donors, and a variety of other functions. We are discussing excess funding will be used for some type of scholarship opportunity. Please understand we are at the beginning stages of this project, and a number of specifics need to be worked out, which I will report on to both this board and the public when they come available. That's all I have, Mr. Chair. Thank you for bearing with me.
Not at all. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it, and keep us updated.
Certainly will.
That's a very worthy project. Thank you for spearing the effort.
Sure.
Mr. Garrado?
No report.
Very well done, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mrs. Nutt?
No additional report.
Mr. Wyckoff?
I have no report this evening.
I do not have a Board of Committee report. I would like to make a recommendation, or not really a recommendation, ask that our solicitor work with Mr. Emmerich. Following up on a prior meeting we had maybe several months ago around the master plan concept of our zoning ordinance, to re-examine the provisions of the master plan and our zoning ordinances and bring proposed revisions or recommendations to the board for discussion at a public meeting. So, Chuck, I would just ask that Pat and you kind of do what you were doing, and we can do that sort of informally, but I would like to move that along and bring it to really a conclusion at a public meeting for us to consider revisions to the master plan. So, Peter, you will take care of that for Mr. Armstrong.
I already noted it.
Beyond that, I have no additional report. Thank you. That will take us to departmental reports. The first departmental report would be from the police chief, Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to present a report.
I have nothing to sensing a theme. That will take us to the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, Mr. Sasson.
I'll go real quick. So we had 54 calls for January, and we also had our banquet two Saturdays ago, one Saturday evening, and we presented several awards for length of service, including one member of 40 years.
Excellent.
Very nice night. And thank you all for your support.
Thank you, Mr. Sasson. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
We are in the midst of a lot of building maintenance with the weather we've had. We're doing a lot of maintenance inside the buildings here on all three of these, as well as the public works site. And we're restocking the salt building. We've used a moderate amount of salt this winter so far. Some of these little headaches and 2 and 3 inch storms use more than the 24 inches do. That's all I have.
Thank you. I don't recall, Tom. So I missed the last meeting. I apologize. I was out of town on a work meeting. But at one of the last weekly news emails, you had provided advice to residents on how to shovel at the end of the driveway, so to avoid that sort of double shoveling issue. And I just wanted to thank you for that, because I think a lot of people experience the double shovel, and it does, it made a lot of sense, and I think that it was just helpful advice to all of our residences, and especially those of us who come to sore backs all the time.
Well, to be fair, that wasn't me. I'm not sure where that came from. I think Mr. Crispin might have had something to do with that. I'm not sure if his driveway's been targeted or what.
Yeah, as someone who's been plowed in numerous times, I've learned over the years how to shovel it.
Yeah, there's some nice graphs on there too. Yeah. That was really nice.
It's daunting. The one bit of advice I would give people generally is many folks will park a car on the street as well as in their driveway, and if you can just get the car out of the street when it snows, you do yourself a favor as well as the plow drivers, right? But you do yourself a favor because they get closer, that you don't have as much of them to double shovel. So
I actually would, when we have events like that, I actually make a lot of face-to-face contact with people in the streets as they're shoveling, well, primarily snow blowing, about where exactly to put that and how to go about that. But yes, I put something like that in years and years ago, and at some point I gave up. But yeah, I do appreciate Chris putting that in there.
Well, I commend you for originally having that idea many years ago, and Chris for putting it in, and I would encourage all of our department heads, thinking about ways that helpful hints that we can provide the residents on any of the issues. That weekly news feed is a nice place to stick it. because it reaches a significant number of folks in the community, and it's timely, you know, it comes out fairly close in time, so.
I'm the guy that hammers at the basketball racks and soccer goals sitting out in the street, because we hit a lot of that in the wintertime with either leaf trucks or salt boxes.
Yeah, I know that. Well, thank you, Tom. Thanks for your report. We'll move along. Allison wasn't able to join the meeting this evening, so we'll pass her library report. Show no finance report as well, so we'll move to Zach at Parks and Rec.
Thank you. Just have a quick community center update for you. Our office and administrative areas and the senior center spaces are getting very close to being completed. They have finished paint, ceiling tiles, lighting, and they are beginning, the end of last week, installing carpeting and tile in those areas, so getting very close there. The spin room, small group fitness, and fitness center flooring will follow those in the next couple of weeks. They're installing the on-deck trench drains in the lap and competition pool area and preparing to pour the concrete deck around that, and are also beginning work in the filtration rooms, which they have expected around a month worth of work in those spaces. The permanent HVAC is going to be turned on this week in the gymnasium area. That's to get the concrete to proper humidity temperature so they can put the flooring in that space next week. And that's like the other areas, is also getting very, very close to being fully completed. They've started painting floors in our locker room area, overhead lighting installation in our leisure pool, and a large group fitness room is next on the list in terms of overhead lighting. Our membership sales are continuing to do well. At this point, we're nearing 700 total members. Our annual membership special is scheduled to run through the end of February, and then at that point, we will open up all of our different membership options after that point.
Good report, Zach.
Thank you.
Zach, we have a report on this.
What's that? Yeah, I'll finally get to say no report.
Well, thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. All right. Matt Bonanno is not here tonight. I couldn't be here, so that we will, before we go with the Township Engineer report, we'll go to Mr. Everett, Community Development.
Thank you for the opportunity. No report.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. That will take us then to Mr. Crispin, Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have one item for you tonight. As you were a couple meetings ago, the board did approve the authorization for us to advertise for bids for the solid waste contract. And as part of that, we had a mandatory pre-bid meeting here in this building this morning. Mr. Clark and I attended that together. We have three prospective bidders looking at the contract right now, so we'll see in a few weeks if all three will submit. But we do know who was here. It was Waste Management, Republic, and Penn Waste. So we'll see what that yields in another couple of weeks. So
thank you. Thank you for the update. All right, that concludes the department reports. That'll take us to the second visitor or public comment session of the agenda. Again, if anybody wishing to come forward, this is the time to do it. And just ask them to keep your comments in 3 minutes or less. No one coming forward, that we'll go to the next stop on the agenda, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion?
I will make a motion to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Motion made by Mr. Zanuta. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Thank you.